Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Now, Bob, for most of this week, you've been kind of fighting off a bit of a migraine.
Yeah, I've felt the ruminations of one coming.
Yesterday, you kind of took it upon yourself to try a home remedy. You strapped some tea bags to a, like, sweatband in hopes of it calming you down, but also applying a bit of pressure to your head.
Yeah, I wore it for about 3 hours, and it didn't not work, so...
That's something.
Yeah.
Now, I am lucky enough, touch wood, to be able to say that I've never really been affected by a migraine. I don't know a lot about it, but I thought it's only fair that today was my turn to try and cure you or at least ward it off a little
bit. Oh, I appreciate it. Look, I still have the sweatband ready to go.
Just in case.
Just in case, but we'll see what you've come up with.
Yeah, I think to make it scientifically accurate, we just try this on its own. Maybe we combine the two tomorrow if we really need it. Now, when I was looking up migraines and home remedies, acupuncture came up quite a lot. Now,
I'm ready.
Plenty of places to do that. It's okay. You don't have to take off your shirt
or
anything.
I'm unbuttoning my shirt. Is that not what we're doing now?
I'm not qualified. There are plenty of places in the Riverland that are. I'm not one of them. But I thought I'd kind of go along that realm. Obviously, you've got pressure points and things in your hands. Surely they're all connected somehow. I've brought in a couple of very 90s, early 2000s style clips, like hair clips.
They're very pointy though. They've got a lot of spikes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think you just put one on each hand to kind of focus in on your... I'll put one on you there.
Yep.
A pressure point. I don't want to hurt you, but it needs to be nice and...
I'm definitely feeling it.
That's one there. And I'll clip another one on for you.
Oh, you got really into the meaty part.
Oh, did
of my
I?
Hand.
Sorry. I think we just see how that works. The other thing that came up quite a lot was relaxation as well.
It's getting in between my knuckles and really just slicing.
Oh, you might
slicing.
Have to shuffle them
I might,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Ow. Ooh.
Yeah, we don't want that effect,
ooh.
Do we?
Ow.
Move them to where they're comfortable, I think, but also.
Ah, that's worse.
Well, I was going to say the other thing
I got
a lot
hands.
Of was relaxation. You're
okay.
clearly not getting a lot of that. Maybe some
hey,
music.
Look,
will
I'm not thinking about my head pain. With these on, you know?
Well, that's good. That's something.
That is an effect they're having.
Well, look, relaxation music playing. Maybe just sit back. Mm-hmm. You have a relax. I'll take the rest of the break if you like.
Are you sure you're not going to fall asleep with the music? It's happened before.
It has. I'll keep it together. I don't know. We'll talk about the Royal Bush Quality Meats Magic Weekly Meat Raffle. That is back tomorrow.
To be honest, that's actually going to get my heart racing. I love that raffle.
There's no hope really then, is there? I don't know, magic931.com.au to register for the raffle. Bob, keep your claw things on your hands. We'll see how it goes.
Alrighty. Thanks, Brooke.